Here with NDSU offensive coordinator Brent Vegan. Coach, first question I have for you is health-wise status. Anything going on with your offense? I know Ryan Smith had the hamstring issue tendonitis, but outside of that, anything else?
You know what? There's always your camp bumps and bruises that we're kind of fighting through right now, but nothing long-term. No one that's going to be out as of now, that first game. And you know, we got to work through the bumps and bruises and get guys reps, but be smart about it at the same time.
Going in with your receiving core that you had last year, we talk about bumps and bruises. It seemed like, you know, Zach Throd, Trevor Gebhardt, and Ryan Smith always kind of seemed to be a little dinged up. To address that issue, have you seen any of the young guys kind of step up their game as far as depth is concerned with this offense?
Well, the three guys that you mentioned, we're certainly counting on them. I know Nate Moody is a guy that is kind of breaks the mold. He's never missed a practice, and he's out there reliable, and he's come a long ways. You know, we certainly hope to count on Cooper Wallow as a senior this year, and younger guys that are stepping up. I know Kerry Woods has done some real good things. We're taking a look at D. Gray, and Tyler Rice is a true freshman that's certainly getting a look right now.
Any of those guys do you see playing significant snaps August 30th?
Well, you know what? We'll let the next couple weeks play out, but I think they're moving closer to at least have that ability. You know, we're talking about being 6-7 deep to get to a couple of those guys, but over the long haul, I'm sure we'll see them out there.
Center position, Joe Lung graduates. Who's in the lead right now at this point in fall camp to take over for that position?
Well, I know this. We want to play the five best guys up front. You know, so we're looking at a bunch of guys, and probably the most experienced guy right now at that spot is Josh Colville, but he's also very new to center. Zach Johnson's making some real good strides at that left guard spot, and you know, Jesse Hines is removed, and it's really a battle between Josh, Jesse, and I know Adam Schuler's in there, so I don't know if I answered your question or not, but hey, you know, we're still working towards that, and the five best guys are going to play.
How about Hag? Where is he sitting at right now at the offensive line?
Joe Hag, you know what? The amount of growth that he's had is tremendous. Now, he's not the equivalent of Billy Turner on the other side, and that's tough to be. But Joe, you know what, I expect big things out of him. He has the capability of being an all-conference-type performer this year, and that's kind of what we're expecting of him.
As your quarterback position, Brock Jensen's going to be a star, no question about it. But last year, you used Carson Wentz a little bit. Do you see yourself maybe using him a little bit more and trying to use his skill set in this offense?
Well, you hate to have a player as talented as him that's sitting on the bench all the time, but there's certainly a purpose that second quarterback fills, and we'll have to see as the season goes along how much we want to utilize him, and part of that just depends on Brock's health and all that, but right now we feel real good about where Carson's at the quarterback position, and we'll kind of take the rest as it comes.
Your running back situation is beautiful with John Crockett and Sam Ogieri. What are the benefits of having two running backs, and what are their differences in their running styles?
They're a little bit different. Sam's maybe more of a slasher, and John's more of a power guy. They both have good speed, and they're both about the same size, but their styles and the way they appear to a defense is probably a little bit different. The benefit of having them both and feeling comfortable with both is the wear and tear that occurs over the course of the season, and then our ability to put Derek Lang in there and really him be able to do anything well, it really offsets, the need to have those guys on the field every down as well. And Darius Anderson's a kid right now that's coming along, and we've been really impressed with Chase Morlock at this point. So that's a deeper spot than we were last fall, by sure.
You guys love to run that middle screen, and maybe not that play in particular, but as far as passing out of the backfield or catching out of the backfield, who is the better receiver of the two, Ogieri or Crockett?
You know what? Sam's made a lot of strides. I would have said this time last year it was probably John, but Sam's made a lot of strides to close that gap, and I know Derek's a very capable receiver, and Darius has got some really good receiving skills. So I think from a standpoint of us being kind of interchangeable and who we're going to throw that ball to, I think they all have a very good ability right now.
Final question for you. Your team is known for its defense, but you guys averaged something like 30 points last year on offense. Do you guys come into fall camp with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, as a little bit of a team competition, saying, hey, we play against the best defense all year round. Our offense is great.
Well, we certainly know that the teams that we're going to face on a weekly basis might not be as strong as our defense, and you got to take the ups and downs that occur in fall camp. But around here, I think it's certainly a team philosophy, and that team philosophy starts with playing good defense and playing the type of offense that keeps them out of bad positions and is very opportunistic when we get our chances in the red zone and not turn the ball over. That all fits together. So, you know, we're not measured necessarily by yards and points. We're measured by winning football games, and if we can play our part in that, that's all that really matters.
Coach Jay, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.